Here are some important factors and key lessons of life. First, the importance of practice. Acquiring religious knowledge is easy. Being interested in spirituality, tafsir, and etc. is easy. But what is difficult is putting it into practice. Instead of practicing what they already know, most people are in search of more knowledge, in the hope that they will somehow, miraculously, help them evolve further. So they attend more classes, more seminars, more lectures. Without knowledge, we remain ignorant and don't know how to evolve, but acquiring it and not practicing it blocks us from acquiring more real knowledge and in fact hardens our hearts. It is therefore the difficult matters such as fasting, worshipping, reflecting, working with the poor and etc. that is required to change the theory we learn into real knowledge. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the first people to enter paradise will be those who performed acts of common courtesy to others. Another lesson is the importance of being connected to the community. A lot of youth feel pressured to help out in their community and withdraw when they have exams or start university. From a youth perspective, however, the community can be a lifesaver, literally, especially when they start university. When you are attached to and involved in your local community, it acts as a shield that protects you from being confused, lost, depressed, lonely, losing your faith, and etc. To stop coming to the mosque or centers because you now go to university is a fatal mistake. It is when you start university that you should and you need to be part of the Muslim community the most. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The best of my community are those who spend away their youth in Allah's obedience." Then there is the importance of learning by teaching. It would be nice to have a teacher all our lives or someone who can always be there to help answer all our questions. But at some point, we need to become our own teacher. Nothing will give you the discipline of constant learning like being a teacher. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The best form of charity is that a person should gain knowledge and then teach it." Life only gets busier until you retire. A lot of people assume they will contribute to the society and the community or attain their noble and religious goals after they finish university or this and that. As we grow older, life only gets busier and our commitments multiply. We only find time when we retire, at which point we don't have the energy to make a difference. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Learning something during one's youth is like engraving in stone, and learning something when one is old is like writing on the surface of water." Also, don't be ashamed of learning. Asking regardless of your age or your circumstances is a good thing and can be really beneficial. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "My nation's expiry occurs when they disdain knowledge." The major decisions you will make in life, such as choosing the right career, spouse, and religious devotion and practice, are also key lessons of life. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Success is an aid for the intellect, and failure is an aid for ignorance." Another lesson is the importance of giving back to society. The youth will often complain that their parents treat them like kids. The reason parents do that is because they don't see a sense of responsibility in you. A sense of responsibility is shown when you can do what normal adults do without being told what to do. For example, when you don't have to be reminded to clean your room or to take out the garbage, when you don't spend all your free time playing computer games, chatting with friends, surfing the internet. As soon as you learn to show the concerns that an adult does, and you take on the responsibility of tasks at home without being told, it may be running the washing machine, picking up things lying around, going out to get the grocery and etc., you begin to evolve into an adult. To put it differently, a child is very needy from birth. They assume their parents have to serve them and provide for them food, clothes, shelter, time, and make their entire lives rotate around theirs. It never occurs to them to thank their parents or appreciate their sacrifices, except perhaps on special occasions. Your parents will only see you as an adult when you move from being entirely selfish to being selfless. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Beware of becoming lazy and bored, for they will forbid you from your share in this world and the hereafter." There is also the importance of memorizing the Quran, Hadith, and Dua, which is not just for spiritual rewards. Often in life, when you are faced with challenges or severe difficulties, you will only find solace from this and from your faith. If you know much of this by heart, you will be surprised how the appropriate passages will come to you naturally to guide you in how you react to your situations. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The Quran is rich, and there is no richness without it, and no poverty after it."